Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. Paul summarized the message of salvation in a paragraph. I read from Acts 13:26 through 31. Brothers, you sons of Abraham and also you God-fearing Gentiles, this message of salvation has been sent to us. The people in Jerusalem and their leaders did not recognize Jesus as the one the prophets had spoken about. Instead, they condemned him, and in so doing, they fulfilled the prophets' words that are read about every Sabbath. They found no legal reason to execute him, but they asked Pilate to have him killed anyway. And when they had done all that the prophecy said about him, they took him down from the cross and placed him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. And over a period of many days, he appeared to those who had gone with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. And they are now his witnesses to the people of Israel. That's from the New Living Translation. Principle: the gospel is a spoken message that demands a response. Having framed his gospel presentation within the history of Israel, Paul summed up the message of salvation by telling his listeners and us that Jesus is the one promised by God in the Old Testament, who was rejected by the Jewish leaders, put to death, buried, rose again from the dead, and appeared to many. The gospel is a message that must be spoken. Acts of mercy and love are not sufficient to properly communicate it. Such acts can open people's hearts, but unless the gospel is spoken, people will not understand what God has done for them and who Jesus is. They will not be able to properly respond. Following such a gospel summary, all that remains is to explain the meaning, our forgiveness and justification, and Jesus' lordship over all creation. And what would Paul's listeners do with this amazing news? What is the proper response?